The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome to Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Only heard on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio. I am your host, Victor Miller. Now, on with the show. This is Victor Miller. Joining me today is Dr. Sarah Adams. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you back in, okay? Now, we're going to have a completely different show than last time. We're talking about a whole bunch of different stuff. We'll get it right in a minute. Dr. Sarah Adams is located at Beach Chiropractic and Wellness Center, Unit Number 5 at 1344 Mosley Street, right in the heart middle of Wasaga Beach. Phone number is 705-429-0911. How easy is this? And your website is what?
It's beachchiropractic.ca.
Yes, it is. Very good. Now, your hours of operation. What are your hours?
Yeah, we're pretty much open Monday to Friday, 9 to 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night. And on Thursdays, we opened at 8:30. And on Saturdays, we're at the office from 8 until about noon. And there are a few practitioners that will stay beyond noon, but that's our pretty standard hours.
Okay.
So we have lots of availability for those people that are coming after work or some people that want the earlier mornings.
And you've got three chiropractors in the shop there, don't you?
We do.
So you're always on call.
You know what? We pretty much have one of us there, about like 6 days a week. So it's really nice if we all usually have our regular patients that we see, but it's nice to know that our patients have backup if someone needs to see someone else.
Right on. Excellent. That's good. It's all good news. Real loaded show here, everyone. Here we go. First off, I had surgery on my hand, and I know you all want to hear about this, but since the surgery, I was having physio at a hospital, and I wasn't very happy with what I was getting. So I started talking to my chiropractor, Dr. Sarah Adams, because I noticed she had the same machine in her office, and voila, I started getting it there. I got to say, there's a huge difference in what I was receiving at the physio at the hospital compared to what I'm getting at your clinic, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm finally seeing results very quickly because I wasn't seeing any.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 months.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I've been seeing you now for, is it 2.5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about ultrasound. I was told by the physiotherapist in the hospital that I should start ultrasound. So with having the ultrasound at the hospital and getting no results, I came to you and poof, all of a sudden, everything is working differently for me.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the ultrasound, what you're doing with my finger. I want everybody to hear about my anatomy.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right. Well, when some people think of ultrasound, they might think of it as, you know, taking a picture when a woman's pregnant of the fetus, right?
Yeah,
so we kind of think of that. But there's also therapeutic ultrasound, which probably a lot of you have had over time. It's quite common with physiotherapists, chiropractors. And what it basically is, it's just an instrument. It's pain-free. You don't feel anything.
No. I feel like you're doing nothing.
Yeah. Some people will get like a little bit of a tingle or a little bit of warmth. Okay.
I got nothing.
So it's basically an instrument. We have a little bit of gel that we put on as well. And it's just basically rubbing back and forth.
It looks like dippity-doo. It does.
Something like that.
It's like dippity-doo gel. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So basically, it's just the ultrasound is, there's some vibration that goes on in the tool, and that sends ultrasound waves out into the tissue. So there's a couple of different reasons for doing it. We can either do it in an acute situation, okay? So where somebody maybe has just strained a muscle or they have tennis elbow or something like that. And that basically, as I said, sends the ultrasound waves in to help increase blood flow and reduce the pain and the swelling. It also can be used in chronic conditions as well. It all depends on the settings that you use on the machine. So in the chronic setting, we're looking at more increasing some heat, getting some warmth to the area before we do some of the soft tissue work we were doing.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So it works beautifully that way. So we warm it up. And then what I was doing, I was doing some other things on your hand as well. Do you want me to talk about that?
We'll get into it in a minute.
Okay.
In a minute.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Now, with the ultrasound, what that's really doing is...
So it basically it sends ultrasound waves into the tissue to help increase blood flow, break up scar tissue.
Okay, it's breaking up the scar tissue.
Increase the healing.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because when I was doing the physio at the hospital, I had to keep coming home and taking anti-inflammatories.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the swelling was not. Right. Going down.
Well, and honestly, you really have to look at it as a holistic perspective. So we don't want to just do ultrasound. There's other things we want to do. We want to couple it together.
Yeah, which you've been doing. Yes.
And that's
we're
going to
talk about this.
And that's when you're going to get the best results.
Okay. I want people to understand what we're talking about, because you can't see my finger. It's radio. But we have got pictures we're posting for the show on social media, so you get a better idea. Not a pretty hand. And then you started using the Kesamizer on me, which is a it's an instrument to assist in soft tissue.
That's right. Yes.
Techniques.
Yeah. So
okay, explain that. It's kind of weird, like a metal piece of thing.
I know, and whenever I use it on someone, that when they can't see it, they can never guess what it.
No.
You know, what it actually
no.
is. So it's basically a stainless steel instrument. It has soft edges, so like a beveled edge, basically. So it's not, it's very comfortable for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
You found it fairly comfortable.
Oh, very, very comfortable.
Yeah. And we're basically rubbing it back and forth on the tissue that we're working on. And it's, so the point of it is basically we have fascia that overlies our muscles and our tendons. Okay. And we need a certain amount of movement in this fascia, because the fascia is connected all through the whole muscle system, basically. So
mm-hmm.
we can work on, you know, sometimes if we have a restriction in the hand, it can affect other area in the body, for
mm-hmm.
example. Okay. So we want this fascia moving well. And also it works on breaking up scar tissue as well. Okay, which is
weird. That's what I started really noticing, the difference, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because none of this was done for the physio at
mm-hmm.
the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, that scar tissue was getting softer.
Yeah.
And it's been hard as can be forever.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, and scar tissue has its place. When somebody has an injury or a surgery, the body will build up collagen and basically builds up scar tissue. And it's like almost like a protective patch that goes over the injury, which is, you know, it serves its purpose. But
right.
the problem with it is that it doesn't move like regular tissue does.
No, it wasn't.
Right? And it also can create pain or discomfort as well.
It was.
Right? So so that's why we want it at this stage of the game. There's no use for it anymore. We want to break it, you know, break it down and get the fact that so you can move your hand better.
Okay. Now, would you recommend using that on anyone that has surgery anywhere?
It can be,
it
yeah. I mean,
be.
Certainly not right after, obviously.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like for you, I'm not sure how long after the surgery did you start the physio?
I think it was 2.5 months.
Yeah, so like the scar itself
the scarring
needs to heal.
Was all healed,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and so then that you certainly can. Yeah, so I mean, in terms of what I do, it's certainly more, because I'm a chiropractor, I'm typically dealing with surgeries that are, you know, more sort of like muscles and joints and
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
right? But yes, it certainly can be used on other things too.
Okay, I highly recommend if you've got surgery and you've got some scar tissue, go see Dr. Sarah Adams and have her use these apparatus on you, because I'm telling you, I can't believe the difference in just 2.5 weeks since I've started this, okay? You first time you used that Kesamizer was on my foot.
Yes, yes.
Tell everybody about my foot now.
Okay, I will.
No,
we're just going to work our way
yeah,
through
yeah,
the next
we're going to go through the whole body, from the hands to the foot. No, we're going to stop in the middle somewhere, okay? X-rated, Joe, we need to edit. With the foot, I was taking, again, anti-inflammatories.
Yes.
And I could hardly walk in one day.
Yeah.
And I came into you like I was hobbling. And you started working on my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you were using that metal piece on my foot.
Yes, yeah.
So go on, please.
Okay. So it works really well for lots of different conditions. Plantar fasciitis is one, which is what we were dealing with, where the fascia on the foot gets inflamed. And there was also some arthritis we were dealing with as
yeah.
well. And you just had basically a flare up, and that can happen, right? Where it just will flare up. So same kind of concept where we're using the tool just to rub over the area and to get things loosened up. And it's almost like we're creating a small amount of injury to wake up the body for the body to heal.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
Because often these conditions will just stop healing, right? And so that kind of will help promote healing as well. So we can use the tool on the foot, the hand. We can pretty much use it on any part of the body. Some of the other common ones would be the shoulder, IT band syndrome. Things like that, the rotator cuff injuries in the shoulder.
You even used this on my back at one point, or time
mm-hmm,
two, didn't
mm-hmm,
you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
sure,
what was
for
it doing for the back there?
Yeah, so quite often people will have a lot of tension in the tops of their shoulders.
That's
right?
Me, yeah.
Yeah, in the upper back area. So again, it's just applying a little bit of friction. And research has supported that if you're using some friction and it kind of heats up the tissue as well, that can help to break down that those adhesions that have developed. And they can develop just from chronic, like as I say, postural issues, like chronic tension. you can have these adhesions develop, and then the muscle gets weak and it doesn't function like it's supposed to, and there can be discomfort and tightness and stiffness that can happen. So,
okay. Is this fairly new?
It is fairly new. Yeah, it's a fairly new technique. So, and the other thing I've used with you along with the instrument-assisted soft tissue is just other manual soft tissue techniques as well. We've used the active release technique.
Yeah, the activator.
Oh, sorry, and also, remember the ART as well? Do you remember how you used that on your foot?
Yep.
Basically, right? So we would start, you start basically have the muscle shorten, and then you're pushing on the muscle while you're lengthening, and that really helps to loosen up. So I use that. Often it's a combination of tools that we're going to use, and each person's going to be a little different. Each person's case is going to be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Each people respond and just are more comfortable with different techniques. So it's looking at the person and trying to figure what's going to work best for them.
Well, since you've been treating me on that and this, I'm not taking pills anymore. It's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
No more anti-inflammatories, period.
Perfect.
And I have not had that flare-up in the foot in well over a year.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I used to have it quite regularly.
Mm-hmm. And that responded quite quickly.
Very quickly.
Like with the surgery, like what we're dealing now, that usually those changes are going to be a little slower. But with something like with your foot, you know, within 6 treatments, usually we've got you feeling much better.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So
highly recommend you. Also want to be in the will. Okay. You got an interesting home life too, because your husband Richard's also a chiropractor in Barrie.
He is.
Where is he located in Barrie?
He's at Bayfield in Wellington. He's in an older, beautiful older building, just at, and next to the Remax building at the corner of Bayfield and Wellington.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Wolbeck Health Center.
And where'd you guys meet?
We met in chiropractic college.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
We just had our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, has it been that long?
Yes, it has, yeah.
Yeah, I've known you for 10 years now.
Yes, for sure.
I still like you. Oh, my God.
That's a good thing.
You are my mechanic, okay? You keep me going.
Yes.
All right. You've got this interesting table in there. Mm-hmm. I call it the slab. But it's the drop piece table.
Yes.
Explain about how all that works, because, you know, you ask me when I walk in, you always say, okay, where is it hurt? But I say, well, it's here. I get on that slab and I go, oh, I'm feeling something else now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, instantly that table tells everything.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So explain the table.
Sure. So as chiropractors, we're specialists in manual adjustments to the spine. Like, that's probably what we're most well known for.
Mm-hmm.
But we have great results with doing those techniques. Some patients prefer sort of more gentle methods, and also sometimes they just respond better to that as well. So the drop piece table or the Thompson technique is another way of that we can adjust the spine. So what we do, so basically a part of the table will actually pop up. Okay, so we bring it up, it doesn't even come up an inch, and then I'm putting pressure on the area of the spine that I'm looking to adjust, and I'm just putting a little bit of pressure down, and the table drops with me. So it allows me to put less force in than I would if I was purely doing the adjustment with my hand. So it's a little bit more gentle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
What the adjustment does is it helps to reduce pain, reduce muscle tightness, and restore proper movement. So often, you know, afterwards you feel like, oh, I can stand up a little straighter. I can, mm-hmm. you know, I can move freely.
Okay.
And we can do that on all areas of the spine. So, you know, the lower back and the upper back. And so it's a very effective tool.
You've also got the interferential current.
Mm-hmm.
How is that used? What's it used for? What's it all about?
Yeah, so it's another great tool. I commonly use that probably with people that are suffering with acute lower back pain. That's probably the most common reason I would use it.
So it's lower back.
And it's not always, but that's just probably what, because we do see a lot of people coming in with lower back pain.
Right. Right?
That's probably one of our, that's probably
is that the most
top.
Current that you see in the clinic?
I would say, yeah, like the top three are lower back pain, neck pain, and headaches. Those are our top three. But I mean, we certainly see a whole range, right? Like, I mean, as we just talked about with Vic, we've been treating his hand and his foot. We're quite common
back.
Treating shoulders, knees,
shoulders,
elbows,
knees,
right?
Yeah,
so pretty much all the areas. But with the current, so what it basically is, it's a type of electrotherapy. So you've heard of a TENS machine? Have you heard of a TENS machine?
No.
Okay.
No.
So they're like, it's like a little box that you can actually hook on your belt, and that's something like something that patients can use at home. Okay. It's fairly inexpensive. It's usually a couple hundred dollars for a unit. So some people are familiar with that, but this is more of a clinic grade machine that I have. Mm-hmm. So it goes deeper into the muscles. It helps to bring blood flow, relax the muscle tissue.
Okay.
And the other thing it does is it stimulates the nerves as well. So it gives a analgesic effect, so like a pain relief effect. Okay, so, and sometimes that will be sort of more of a shorter term pain relief, but the reality is when somebody feels better for, you know, half of a day, all of a sudden they're moving better. They're like, their brain is not used to having that pain, so that really will help. That really helps stimulate the healing sort of going forward.
So you're sending currents into a certain area,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it's...
People love
loosening it.
Loosening it up. Yeah, and people love it. Like, I honestly, like, it's a bit of a joke at the office. Like, okay, I'm ready for my nap.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it's just like a little bit of a buzz, like a buzzing feeling, a tingling sensation, okay?
Yeah.
It feels like it's massaging the muscles, essentially, and people, yeah, they quite enjoy it. And it's, as I say, it has excellent results. And, yeah, it just helps to get some blood flow to the area and loosen things up.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you've also got something new out there now. You're doing a newsletter.
Yes, we are.
Talk about the newsletter and how can people get on with the newsletter?
Okay, perfect. So we're just kind of getting going with it. We've done it for the last few months. And one of my newest additions to the team, Carrington Lozen, a registered massage therapist, she's really kind of come on and got the ball rolling on it. So we've had printed copies at the office. We have it on our website. And we're also looking at, we're in the sort of the phase of getting it sent out to our patients as well.
Okay, so the website again is?
The website is beachchiropractic.ca. And okay. There's a whole section on there so you can go back and flip through sort of some of the older newsletters. We just started in November, so we just have three so far.
Okay.
We're going to be doing them
every 2 months. Go there, people.
2 months.
See this newsletter.
Yeah. And it's just like health tips and like what's going on in the office and some pain management or rehab, like some exercises that you can do. Like we've tried to do a whole range of different topics we thought our patients and our community would be interested in.
Right on. Activator.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the activator. I mean, I'm on that slab.
Okay.
And sometimes I feel like, what are you doing back up there? Because you go, I'm using the activator.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that activator doing?
So kind of what
it feels like nothing.
It's very gentle. So so you know how I was talking about the manual adjustments we do, and then there's the drop piece table. So the activator is another adjusting tool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular one. Most chiropractors will have one, and it's considered our low force adjusting tool. So what's so effective about it is the speed at which it works. Okay, so it can work actually faster than our hands can, but it's considered low force, so it's very gentle. So you're not going to feel how quick it is. It's just basically basically an impulse, right, into the area. So it does the same things the other adjustments are going to do. It's a little bit different. So it's going to feel a little bit different, but it helps to relax the muscle tissue, stimulate the nerve, and basically reduce the pain. Okay, so really good for someone who's new to chiropractic. I'll often use it that way. If we're dealing with a child or a senior, if we're concerned about bone density. So there's lots of great uses. And I often will use it just on my regular patients just as an adjunct to what I'm doing. So it's a really effective tool.
Yeah, I definitely highly recommend that one too. Okay, you've got three chiropractors, like we said earlier, working there.
Yes.
Can you tell us about?
For sure. So Dr. Marty Charlton, she's been with me since 2010. Excellent chiropractor. She's got quite a following. She graduated from Bishop's University, and then following that, she graduated from the Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College in Toronto. And actually, all three of us did, which is nice. We all kind of have to practice fairly similarly. So she's been practicing in the Beach for over 15 years, and she had another clinic prior to joining Beach Chiropractic, not a Wasaya Chiropractic, which she ran for 9 years.
Oh.
Very successful. She won Business of the Year in 2005, and she just decided to close the clinic because of her growing family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's got... she's happily married, very active lifestyle, has two active children, and so she just felt that was about the best decision for her, and it's been fantastic working relationship.
Well, it's great that she's under your one roof now with you.
Absolutely, yes. So, and she's a big believer in being an active role model for her kids and for her patients and for the community, so she's got a very active lifestyle. And she also has a special interest in geriatrics, pediatrics, and pregnancy as well. But I mean, we all do, basically general practice, but those are sort of her special interests.
Okay, and Peter.
And then Peter. So Dr. Peter Wilson, he also did his bachelor, of human kinetics at the University of Windsor, and then went on to CMCC, graduated in 2011, and he joined our practice shortly after that. And he also has a practice in Collingwood. He's a fairly busy man. I know, he's pretty busy.
He just had a new baby, too.
Yes, so him and Tanya had had a little baby girl named Madison. Mm-hmm. And he's also big into volunteer work. He's on the Wasega Beach Rotary Club, and he's also president of one of the local BNI groups. Mm-hmm. And he's really, his special interest would be in functional rehab training. He's, you know, quite good at that. So we've got the three of us, as I say, we are quite similar the way we practice, but we also have slight variations as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different specialties.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And what else is on staff? You've got a lot of things going on in there.
We do.
That's
yes.
why it's called the Wellness Center.
I know. So we have three registered massage therapists.
Right.
And do you want me just to talk a little bit about each of them too?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, Erin Gardner, she's been with me for over 10 years.
Yeah, she's been here forever. Right?
Yeah. 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 She was at our old location before we did our.
She's like your big daughter.
Hey, there's not that much of a name.
No. But she's like, she came and she just never left. Like most kids, they never leave home.
So she graduated.
Sorry, Erin.
She graduated from CDI College in Barrie, and she's got a very well-established practice in the beach. And mm-hmm. she also does, she has a mobile massage therapy business in Barrie as well, so another busy one.
Wow.
Yeah. Kim McMahon, she graduated in 2011 from Georgian College in Barrie, and she joined our team shortly after that. And she has had an interesting background. She was a paramedic prior, and she also worked in the manufacturing industry for about 10 years. So she has an interest in, you know, repetitive strain type injuries that you see in the workplace. Mm-hmm. She's also she has two young boys that keep her very busy. She's very involved in Stainer lacrosse and hockey. And then we have Carrington Lozen, who I was saying is the newest addition to mm-hmm. our team. She's the one that got the newsletter going, and she graduated from Lambton College in Sarnia. And she has special interest in postural conditions, overuse injuries as well, and shoulder conditions. She's quite good at working on those too. Very holistic lifestyle, loves skiing and practicing yoga, and a very healthy lady as well. So, and then last but not least, Regina Feather.
Regina, yeah. Yeah. Regina's worked on me.
Yeah.
She helped me with allergies.
Okay.
I no longer have those allergies.
Is that right, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
So go ahead, Regina.
Yeah, so she's a holistic nutritional consultant, and she graduated in 2004 from the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition and joined our practice in 2007. And just, very, very knowledgeable. She has done her certificates in bioenergetic practitioner. She's also a reflexologist and a cancer coach as well. And mm-hmm. that was the bioenergetic practitioner, or BIE, that's what you were talking about,
yeah.
that she helped
yeah.
you with. So anyone that's seen her will know she's extremely knowledgeable. She knows her stuff really
oh,
well.
Yeah.
She's constantly, you know, kind of going to seminars and updating herself. So, yeah, very interesting work that she does.
You really got it all covered in there, don't you?
We do, yes.
This definitely is a wellness center. There's mm-hmm. no question about that. It's not just a chiropractic office.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, you have the running club.
We do.
And you have that every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the dates and months are what?
Yes. So we have two clinics. We always run them in the spring and the fall, and we have done that for many years. We have the 10K clinic starts first, and it's a 12-week program. And it's always on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. So it's from about 7 to about 8:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dates on that are March 30th to finishing up in June 15th. So I can't believe it's coming. It's coming really quickly.
Yeah,
not far away. Yeah, not far away at all. And then we have our Learn to Run clinic slash 5K group. And that is starting April 13th to June 15th.
Okay. And again, the dates are again when?
So the 10K starts March 30th and the Learn to Run starts April 13th.
Okay. And what do they do? Just call the clinic?
So they can, there's a couple of different, we actually have it set up so you can register online now.
Okay.
Okay, which is really convenient for people. And you can also stop by the clinic. We have registration.
And the website again is?
It's beachchiropractic.ca.
Okay. And the phone number?
Are you going to say?
No.
Uh-oh, I took fixed line.
I thought I was doing it so well. The phone number is 705-429-0911.
You say that so well.
Thank you.
So the Learn to Run clinic is probably my baby, I would say. That's the first clinic we started with over 10 years ago. And these are people who literally, like, they when they come to the clinic, and people, they'll always say, is this clinic for me? Like, I can't run. I'm not a runner. And I say, perfect. You're exactly the person.
I know. You said that all the time.
We're tailoring it to, right?
An age group from what age to what?
So we don't, like, there's certainly not a set age group. I would say we get people in their 20s all the way up to late 60s. 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, we're not having people start from absolutely, you know, nothing. If
yep.
like there, usually there's walking that we recommend, right? Like you want to be comfortable with walking. The best thing is if you can walk 3 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes and you're comfortable with that, then usually that's kind of a good starting place.
Okay. I know you're a busy lady.
Yes.
I know you have to run.
Literally.
I know you do. I know you do. You were really crazy this morning at the shop. I saw that. I was there. Again, this is Victor Miller sitting here with Dr. Sarah Adams. Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. That's Dr. Sarah Adams of Beach Chiropractic and Wellness Center, Unit Number 5 at 1344 Mosley Street, right in the middle, heart of Wasega Beach. Phone number 705-429-0911. This is Victor Miller. Till next time, shop local. Thank you for joining us on Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. I am your host, Victor Miller. That's a wrap. Till next time, shop local.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasega Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasega Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasega Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasega Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.